You're listening to the radioantenna.com.
There's been a lot of terrific music in the last 10 years.
Like what?
Classic hits from the 60s and 70s. The Big Chill with Ronnie Sox. Good times and great classic hits. 101.7 WSFM.
Great, we're back with more of this Sunday morning's Big Chill here at WSFM. Great classic hits from those two amazing decades. Now, who's our Big Chill feature artist this week? Well, fans of Australian music will know the group I'm talking about when I start explaining how they got together. It was 1964, and they were all kids from migrant families staying at the Villawood Migrant Hostel in those days. The Villawood Migrant Hostel. Let me see, some were from Scotland, some were from England, and there was Harry and Dick from the Netherlands. Of course, I'm talking about the Easy Beats. I mean, they went on to write some of the greatest hits in Australian music history, popular music. And I really think, you know, if these guys had got together in Europe somewhere, or in the UK, I reckon they would have been, let's not say bigger than the Beatles, but let's just say they would have been up there with some of those major British acts, don't you think? The songs were of such great quality. Here's a good example. Our Big Chill feature artist this week, the Easy Beats. See if you can pick the year for these three classic hits in this Big Chill Chart Rewind Triple Play. They're all from the same year. I'll give you a clue. It was the year when there were worldwide protests resulting from the French nuclear tests just on our doorstep in the Pacific Ocean on Mururoa Atoll. What year was it? Well, these three hits were on the charts. It's a Big Chill Chart Rewind on WSFM. Classic hits in that Big Chill Chart Rewind Triple Play at WSFM. Did you pick the year for those three hits? Desperado by the Eagles, Money by Pink Floyd, and Bad Bad Leroy Brown by Jim Croce. The year was 1973, the year of the Mururoa Atoll protests, when the French were exploding nuclear bombs in the Pacific in their testing ground. Jim Croce, that last artist, also died in that particular year. Just as he was scoring big hits across America, he died in a light plane crash while on tour. Now, coming up next, a couple of Stone songs in our Rolling Stones Stoned Again double. A couple of classic singles from the old days when they were on Decca Records. And then we'll do a Big Chill Forgotten classic hit. Hope you can stay with us on WSFM.
Previously on Jonesy and Amanda.
There's this little bar in Canada that's come up with a fancy new cocktail with a little bit of a special ingredient. It's a human pickled toe.
Ooh.
Captain Dick Riverat Stevenson came up with this drink in 1973. He found a severed big toe preserved in a pickle jar in a cabin. Would you drink a sour toe?
Oh, for sure. It's got alcohol in it. I'll have a go. I'll keep away from his jam, though. And his cheese.
Okay.
Good times with Jonesy and Amanda. Great classic hits all day. 101.7 WSFM.
For smarter home energy.
You're listening to the radioantenna.com.